Okay, we're going to have a look at Facebook and Instagram owner Meta. Meta Platforms giving a revenue forecast that was at the low end of analyst estimates. Getting over now to David Kirkpatrick, who's founder and editor-in-chief of Techonomy. David, thank you so much for joining us. I think you make the valid point here that everything in the results which came out earlier were at or above expectations, except for one key parameter, profit. Now, that's not ideal, is it?
Here's a company that really has gone through a historic transformation since it changed its name just a year ago. Not only were revenues down for the second quarter in a row, but that was expected, but profits were more than 50% below a year ago. And it's largely because this is a company that has shifted from a priority on its central business, which is social media for 3.7 billion people in the world. Just say that to yourself a few times, to a prospective business that doesn't exist and may not exist for many years around the metaverse that they're spending $10 billion a year on plus, and it's just not working.
Yeah, this letter from Altimeter, from Brad Gerstner, got a lot of play. And I'm curious whether or not you agree with a lot of this. It's almost like they need a Ruth Porat or something there to help with the management, that they should be more mindful of profit. They should be more mindful of expenses. Like you said, the Reality Labs, the expenditure there more than $10 billion a year. And Brad wrote in his letter, should be more like $5 billion. There's a lot of interesting points here. What would your prognostication be for how Facebook could right the ship?
Well, don't forget, for 14 years until just a month or so ago, they had an ex-Google senior leader, Sheryl Sandberg, who was in there helping, and she maybe voted with her feet by leaving. She doesn't seem to believe in what they're doing. What they need to really right the ship, unfortunately, doesn't seem in prospect, which is governance and collective leadership of the type that any company with an active board is familiar with. But this is a company where all power resides in one individual who has no obligation to listen to anybody because he literally controls more than 50% of the voting shares. And he is obsessed with this metaverse future and doesn't seem to care that much about the existing businesses, despite all kinds of reasons why any rational person, at least on the outside, believes he should do that. So that I don't think even a Ruth Porat type person coming in would make any difference unless Mark Zuckerberg decided to listen to them, but he doesn't listen even to his board.
That's it, isn't it? So it doesn't. So this is coming now. If it is an obsession, probably the detriment of, as you mentioned earlier, the core business, and the core business perhaps could, by this, I suppose, neglect, lead to it being in trouble for all sorts of things, such as oversight.
Well, I mean, it's in trouble because when the stock, since this morning, the stock is down almost 25%. And, it's down 70% from its peak. This is one of the great growth stories of modern business that has suddenly turned into something completely different. And it's almost hard to contemplate what a turnaround this is for what was for a long time the most profitable company in capitalism on a per dollar of revenue basis. So it's hard to understand why there isn't a sense of, 10 bell alarm to do things differently, but they just keep acting like, yes, this is the kind of what it was going to be like, and we're okay. And
so
Zuckerberg does it.
On the direction going forward, I mean, there's nothing wrong with pursuing the metaverse, I suppose. Perhaps it just needs to happen more slowly, and so the expenses would be, less of a drag. What else? I mean, he's not reducing headcount.
That's what Altimeter said. Altimeter said that they should cut their investment in the metaverse at least by half. That also, they said that they should reduce their headcount by about 20%, which sounds reasonable. They still have over 25% more people than they had a year ago. So, they could lose a lot of people and still be a very robust, well-governed company from an employee point of view, a lot of people that are very capable. But again, it's weird because the sense of crisis doesn't really seem to be there. And when you have somebody who has absolute power, who doesn't seem to care what other people think. It's a very unusual situation in a company of this scale.
At some point, he'll hear what other investors are saying. We don't have time now, unfortunately, David. But, you know, I mean, it's only a matter of time. I think many would say that messages like that one that we talked about from Brad Gerstner and others and you, he'll ultimately hear it, I suppose, is the argument. David Kirkpatrick, founder and editor-in-chief of Techonomy.